Hello, my friend. Greetings and blessings of the new year. This is your brother Ramesh Madasani from our daily blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. When kids are small, they always ask to turn on a nightlight before you leave the room and close all the doors so that the monsters wouldn't come in. When the dim light is turned on, they aren't as afraid. They could see there weren't any monsters. The light enables them to overcome their childish fears and helps them to experience the freedom of thinking, feeling, and acting based on what was really true. It is also true of us as adults. When we are afraid of the uncertainty and worried about the unseen, the goal then is to take the thoughts that are negative, untrue, and destructive and replace them with the thoughts that are affirming, true, and constructive in the bright light of God's Word. The Bible says that you do this by renewing your mind, transforming the way you think through right thoughts based on what God says is true. As we follow God's direction in our lives, the first truth is He is the one who will do the work in us, so we will fulfill His purpose for us and the desire He has placed in us. That takes the pressure off us having to figure it all. And the second truth is, if God puts you where you are, and if pleasing Him is your goal, then you are enough. You are equipped and you have victory over what you face. The third truth to grasp is, you are more than your physical body. You have a unique soul. God offers you and I the gift of the Spirit, which allows us to get better on the inside, regardless of what is happening on the outside. If you do not know the many truths of the Scripture, it becomes your job then to search them out with the help of the Holy Spirit in you. God has promised that when you look for Him, you will find Him. Just because you think it doesn't make something true until you begin being what you believe. Do not be so busy staring into the darkness that you lose sight of the light, but instead immerse yourself with the truth of God's Word, and that truth will become a light that shines brighter than the dark thoughts that threaten to keep you from making progress. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2 verse 13, "It is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill His good purpose." Remember, my friends, examine your words and your thoughts in the backdrop of God's Word rather than the world's word. Shall we pray? Almighty God, You are gracious in all You do, and Your name is glorious in all the earth. We thank You for Your faithfulness in the past, and as we look forward to what's ahead, we pray and ask Spirit of God to grant us wisdom and understanding to redeem the time wisely. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.